Blog Talk Radio.
Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. We wanna go back home, go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home, go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne. Jerusalem,
City of David, Mount Zion. That's the place that the Father put his name on. Them the people that these nations got their aim on. Found out where we from, that was game on. Jerusalem, we did you so wrong. We broke the laws, he left us alone. We waking up, we wanna come home. Father Christ ain't casting no
Jerusalem,
stone.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home. Go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home. Go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne.
I put my name on
Jerusalem.
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 I gave my law to
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 Jerusalem.
I won't forsake you,
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 Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home, go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home, go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne. Jerusalem.
They could build that wall, we going back home. No vaccine, we going back home. Ain't taking mark of the beast, we going back home. They gon' find out the Father ain't strong. Zion, Zion, come on.
Zion,
Zion, come on.
Zion,
Zion, come on. Zion, Zion, come on.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home, go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home, go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne.
I put my name on
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, I put my name on
Jerusalem,
I put my name on
Jerusalem,
I put my name on
Jerusalem,
I gave my law to
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 Jerusalem,
I won't forsake you
Jerusalem,
I won't forsake you
Jerusalem,
I won't forsake you,
Jerusalem.
I won't forsake you,
Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home, go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home, go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah. We wanna go back home, go back where we belong. Forgive us for our wrong. I pray this reach the throne. Jerusalem.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Yeshua Al. Shabbat Shalom. Toda Abba Yah for opening up the Shabbat door and allowing us to come in and sup with you tonight. Shalom again, once again, family. I'm your brother, Ariel. Elohim bringing you Ibrit culture. Out of the congregation of Beth Yahweh here in Baltimore, Maryland. Once again, for one more segment into the 12 tribes of Israel. One more segment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This will be my last. Well, it ain't the last on the subject, but this will be my last on this subject. And prayerfully, Abba Yah will continue this talk with, we could talk about Israel for here to Yahushua come back. Head to Yahushua come back. And it's needed. It's needed, though. It is needed. It needs the true understanding of who Israel is, right? Abba Yah just giving us lessons all about Israel, you know, because they are so important in these last days. Not just who they are, but the prophecies about these people. The prophecies about them. And not just them, those who are coming into the fold, which we hear at Beth Yahweh don't teach the color of Israel, You know, because it's the spirit of Yahushua HaMashiach that makes us an Israelite as we walk in his law, statutes, and judgments. And Yahweh will place each and every one of us in what tribe we belong in. We can't point and say what tribe we come from, because at this time, truthfully, nobody really know, unless Yahweh have shown you. I'll take that back, unless Yahweh showed you, because he might have. He might have shown someone out here exactly what tribe, and there could be knowledge out there. I don't know, but as long as I'm in the family, I'm all right with that. As long as I'm in the family. Amen. I don't want to talk too much because we got a full load of reading going on tonight. And this last one is called Curses to Testimonies. And hopefully I have enough time at the end that we listen to some testimonies. But if not, Yahweh will be done. Yahweh will be done. Like when I sat down the thought I had all week, it changed. It went somewhere else. But it's still the same. The base is still the same. It's just he added some thoughts to it. As Abba always does, as he always does. Let me stand and give this opening prayer before I get to talking. Hallelujah! 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 Torah Abba Yah once again. To your Shabbat, Father, for preparing a table for us, Abba Yah, for allowing us to take our shoes off and rest, even if we just want to do that, just to bask in your glory, to put aside all and everything that is ailing us in any type of way, Father. Father, Yah, come with some requests that those who are ailing in any type of way, anything that's going wrong in their household, Father, got a text on the line about Sister Malcolm and the family and how the lights is off there, but through you, Abba Yah, they were prepared, you know, and I often look at things like this, little things like that, for us to show our preparedness, that you have prepared us, you have told us through our Marais, through our Zakins, and even through our Zakinas that come along, that we still be ready. And hallelujah, that they were ready. The food, Al, he went out there, I believe he had the generator going, and they have electricity, they have light, they have heat, and especially one of the coldest night of the year, Father. Right now, we are in the coldest night of the year, pulling down in the single digits of wind chill. But you, Abba Yah, you prepared them. You prepared them. They've been listening. They've been watching. So hallelujah for that, Abba Yah. And also for anybody else, Abba Yah, that's going through anything, anything. Ken lost his mom this week. He buried his mom, Father. May you touch and heal him and his Isha and his whole household. He even had a bout with COVID, Abba Yah, that you continue to heal him, Father. Continue to heal his whole household, Father. Continue to touch and bring them up, Father. Ema, that you continue to heal her. Deuel, Yakiel, Father, that you continue to strengthen him. Chomi, Father. All the, there's so many, Father, that I just want to pray for all of us, Father, that you continue to touch and heal us. One of the twins, Father, she was telling me today about her situation, that you continue to strengthen her, Father. And if I miss someone, forgive me. But I, when I say all Yisrael, we are all included in that. For whatever reason, Abba Yah, let your mercy, let your grace be upon us, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who have sanctified us with his commandments, pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, family, this little hiccup that my brother Shafut and the family is going through, like we talked about last year, last week, I'm always bringing this up, prayerfully, that we are preparing. We are preparing and being ready for anything. Anything in this world, anything we can go in this book and we believe in, because he tells us about these things. He tells us to watch, be ready, prepare. Continue to prepare your life, continue to prepare your faith, first and foremost, your faith. Because faith goes in action. The thing that do not allow us to panic when these things come upon us. Because we know the world going to panic. The world going to lose faith. The world is going to be scrambling. They're going to be in confusion. But faith, the action, put us into know-how and to know what to do. And we will not be scrambling around when these situations arise. And I believe I will allow these things to come upon us so we can practice what we've been training for, what we've been preparing for. I liked it when a couple months back my electricity, I didn't like it, but gave Abba the praise that I was prepared to run and hook up and still be able to run some things. And we've been preparing for years now, for years. So continue to prepare. And again, when all this foolishness over, all these hella days is over, I believe it's going to hit the fan. Everything is going to skyrocket. I've been telling my son that. He got a child on the way. Be here in March. Son, you got to take care of family now. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready. It's all on you. That she's there to help. But she going to look at you when things go hooray. Right? So prepare your family. Abba got us. He do got us. That's why he tell us prepare now. Get yourself ready. Get ready. We got a lot of reading tonight, family. So I'm not going to try to, it's some long reading. I'm not going to try to go into choosing things, but y'all know me. I'm going to speak anyway. Y'all know me. We coming out of the WEBA tonight translations. And we going to start where we've been starting from. That is Romans. Romans 10, 14 and 15. You know, and again, following, we've been going through the 12 tribes. We've just been going through the history of these people, right? We ain't get into nothing real deep. We just going through the history of these people, of the 12 tribes. Romans 10:14. How then will they call on him they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? How will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news of Shalom, who bring glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to lay a foundation down, though, before, as we go through. This is a thought that Abba gave me. And when I read it, y'all may say, oh, what that got to do with what we talking about? I'm going to explain it, though. And we're going to Job 1, starting at verse 8 to 12. 8 to 12. Because we're going to read the curses tonight. But we're going to read it a little different than normally read, and this is how Abba led me to read it. Yahweh said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him in the earth, blameless and upright man, one who fears Yah, turns away from evil. Satan then answered Yahweh and said, does Job fear for nothing? A hedge around him and around his house and around all that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands, has sustained his increase in the land. And now, and touch all that he has, will renounce you, your faith. Yahweh said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power, only on himself. Don't stretch out your hand. So Satan went out from the presence of Yahweh. And the thought that Abba was giving me about that, and why we went that route, and then we were going to go right into the curses. The thought that he was giving me, we're going to back it up with scripture. You know, I'm not going to just throw it out there without the scripture. Is Israel is blessed. When you go and read the curses, and we read the curses first, then we're going to come and we're going to read the blessing. I'm going to explain it first before we get into it. Israel is a blessed. You do not have an encounter with the Most High, you not become blessed. Just can't do that. You don't sit at the foot of Mount Sinai and this, in the power of the Most High come down and speak to a nation And as it talks about in the loins of Abraham, tithe, and we know and understand how things move through generations, how blessed these people are, right? Bless them with his presence alone. There's no group of people on the face of the earth can say that this happened to them. What happened? Just like he asked Satan about Job, Israel. We have to see and understand that. Whatever happens to Israel, because Abba moved away his hand from them. They already blessed. Time, we can tell. Joseph, blessed. So many throughout the scriptures, when an Israelite is in their presence, they are blessed. Blessed people. But what happened is Abba removed his hand from them and allowed Satan to have his way with them. In order for us to remove the curses from us, we have to do and keep statutes and judgments. The curses is a sign for the whole nation of Israel throughout the generation. It's a marker that Abba put on a group of people. Yeah, we're going to read it, but we're just going to explain it first. We're going to go through it, but we're going to read it, the scripture where he said, it is a sign on you throughout your generation. So when you look at this group of people, the generation, say they're Yahweh's people. Although some other people are in the same predicament, this one group of people fits all the curses. One of them. We have to read the last one in ship. We can exclude that one. We can just go through all the curses. That's why we're explaining it now. Find that it fits one group of people. But you'll find on the other side, individuals in this one group of people being living within the blessings. And we ain't talking about the millions of dollars, the fame and all that. No. We're going to read the blessings and we're going to hear the blessings. You'll hear and understand what I'm talking about. I just wanted to lay that thought. Israel is a blessed people already. And once we turn away from our sinful ways, Halal has no will to touch us at that point. His free will to touch us is cut off. Once we turn from our sinful ways back to Yahweh, laws, statutes, and judgments, and Yahushua HaMashiach, commandments, and have the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach. That's when the blessings, we won't see the totality of the blessings until Yahushua comes back. Like we see the totality of the curses. Yahweh said he put the curses on us for a sign throughout our generation. In other words, he mocked his people. He mocked them. Now we can get in to the curses, man. And we're starting at verse 15. Give me a second to get there. And that is in Deuteronomy, for those who don't know. Deuteronomy 28. We're starting at verse 15, family. But it shall come to pass, will not listen to Yahweh, your mighty one's voice, to exert to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Curse in the city. Be cursed in the field. Basket, your kneading tool will be cursed. Of your body, the fruit of your ground, the increase of your livestock and the young of your flock will be cursed. And again, some of us know this, but just picture as we read in these scriptures, listen to these scriptures, and see if you can pinpoint the people out in this world. Yahweh will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke, and all that you put your hand to do until you are destroyed, until the earth quickly because of the evil of your doing by which you have forsaken me. Yahweh will make the pestilence cling to you until he comes, has consumed you from off the land where you go into possession. Yahweh will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with fiery heat, the sword, blight, and with mildew. Do you until you perish. Remember Rabbi Yaakov really breaking down each curse, going into, I believe that's in the archive. If you get a chance, go into the archives and find that when he breaks down each curse, not just physically, but spiritually. For we know that the Torah is spiritual, but we are carnal, but I am carnal, sold under sin, right? Romans 7:14. Your scar that is over your head will be brass. The earth that is under you will make the rain of your land powder and dust. Come down on you from the sky until you are destroyed. Yahweh will cause you struck before your enemy. You will go out only one way against them and will flee seven ways before them. You will be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the heavens. I will touch this one. Then, he said, you will go in, see out seven ways. When talking about, you will be tossed back and forth throughout all, whoever these people are, that you will be going. So these people will be taking you from this land to this land to that land, this land. You will be like merchandise. To and fro to every. The curses I will put on these people. And you will go out seven ways. What's these seven ways? What's these nations? And on the face of the planet, you will find an Israelite. Every continent on the face of the planet, you will find an Israelite. Why? Because Abba said so. Let's read it again. Yahweh will cause you to be struck before your enemies. You will go out one way against them and will flee seven ways before them. You will be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth. You'll be put on each continent, all seven continents. You will find an Israelite. They will have been tossed to and fro. And you got to go back all the way till the Philistines. If you're a Bible student, you have to go back. Oh, I believe that was one of the first ones who really started taking Israel into captivity, the Philistines, who they was really battling. We know when they first came over to Jordan, they had many wars. But once they settled, Philistines, first ones that they was battling against, and they was subjecting Israel to their rule. But Yahweh said, you will be tossed back and forth among every nation on the face of the planet, pass you around like merchandise. Your dead body will be food to all birds of the sky and to the animals of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. Yahweh will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with the tumors, with the scurvy, and with the itch of which you cannot be healed. Yahweh will strike you with madness, with blindness, and with astonishment of heart. You will grope at noonday. Hold up. I got to touch this. Astonishment of heart. I'm going to give you something. Here recently, I don't know if it was here in Baltimore, that I believe it was a young child killed his mother. I know he was under 10 years old because his mother wouldn't get him a Game Boy or some type of video game. Killed his mother. Mother wouldn't, some black boy, mother, because she wouldn't get him some type of video game. And you know what? After he killed her, he took her credit card and went online and bought it for himself. And me sitting on the outside, that's an astonishment to me. That is what? Oh, no. What? World, like, what? Mama, game? Just here, week before last, an old coworker of mine, her son, killed his 73-year-old mother. But again, these are some of the signs that Abba said will be on a people. You will grope at noonday blind, and you shall not prosper in your ways. You will only be oppressed and robbed, and there will be no one to save you. Again, all the marching up and down. From the late 50s all the way up, still groping, still under bondage. No matter how much step infected and all the things that we do to try to go along and get along, it just won't work. Everything we try, Egyptologists, brothers, our Islamic brothers and sisters, everything they put their hand to and try to uplift people. For this group of people, no matter what they do, they can bow and bend over to their oppressor, and they still will not be accepted. Nothing works. What do you say? And no one will save you. No one. You know why? Because ain't nobody else put us in this predicament. For my angry cousin, brothers and sisters, Esau, who you believe is Esau, has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. The one who has anything to do with this group of people, subject down, like dirt, they turned their back on. There's no one can do right by him. That's why we started off the way we started off. Ain't nothing that you believe. So they can go to Hillel, pray to Hillel, and put an opponent. All they want, we have a story within the scripture. One have already tried that. Really? A group of people over there? Last nerve, man. I'm going to pay you millions of dollars. I just need you to go down there and curse them. Because I heard your prophet, I heard what you say, and whoever you curse, it comes to pass. I need you to go down there and curse them people. I'm going to give you whatever you want. I roll up after me and you get finished. I'm going to try to curse them. Had to come back and say, you cannot curse what Yahweh has blessed. That story? The book of Numbers. About a prophet. And about a king who had odds with Israel. Balak and Balaam. how to get this prophet to curse Israel, and he just couldn't do it. Come back and let them know you cannot curse what Yahweh has blessed. Nobody can do that. Nobody. Face of the planet, unless. Considered them? Oh, yeah, you know I have. You know, I was on that. Since you brought them out of Egypt, I was going to get them. But I can't touch them unless you give me permission. As long as they're doing wrong, you have my permission. And every now and then I may need you to teach somebody a lesson, to bring them back to me. That they done strayed off. They done got off the path. They went a little too far to the left, a little too far to the right. So every now and then, go ahead. You will betroth a wife, another man shall lie with her. You will build a house, won't dwell in it. You will plant a vineyard, not use its fruit. Your ox will be slain before your eyes and will not eat any of it. Your donkey will be violently taken away from you before your face and will not be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies. You will have no one to see. I like how he keeps dropping that in there. Ain't no marching. Ain't no picketing. Ain't none of that. You will have no one to save you. No one. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people. Your eyes will look fair with longing for them all the day long. There will be no power in your hand. A nation which you don't know will eat the fruit of your ground and all your work. You will only be oppressed and cursed always, so that the sight that you see with your eyes will drive you mad. Yahweh will strike you in the knees and in the legs with a sore boil, of which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. Yahweh will bring you and your king, whom you will set over yourselves, to a nation that you have not known. You nor your father are the mighty God, wood and stone. It's just a little side thought right here that popped in my head. And he told Israel this before they even had a king. Wouldn't it have been a little bit best if Israel didn't even get a king? You know what? He already, that's a prophecy. If we don't get no king, maybe nobody won't come get us. Just a little side thought. But, yeah, somebody was going to come get him anyway. You will become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all the peoples where Yahweh will lead you away. You will carry much seed out into the field and will gather little in for the low consuming. You will plant vineyards and dress them, but you will neither drink of the wine nor harvest because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout all your borders, but you won't anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will drop off. You will father sons and daughters, but they will not be yours, for they will go into captivity. Locusts will consume all of your trees and the fruit of your ground. The farmer who is among you will mount up above you higher and higher, and you will come down lower and lower. And again, just think of a group of people. When you hear these curses, think of one group of people. He will lend to you and you won't lend to him. He will be the head and you will be the tail. All these curses will come on you and will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed because you didn't listen to Yahweh, your mighty one's voice, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. They will be for a sign and for a wonder you and to your offspring forever. All these curses that we just went through as we're going through is going to follow this group of people. There may be one and two get rich. There may be a few here that make it out, even coming to the public eye. They sing as they made it. Oh, they on top of the world. Look at it. No, no, no. It's a group of people he's talking about. It's a group of people. He ain't talking about one and two. Now, within that group of people, there are people that are wealthy, well off. Difference in the wealth that Yahweh gives you and the wealth that Satan gives. I remember somebody just recently asked me, and it's not a foolish question, which I first thought it was, but I thought, nah, they don't know. Can Satan bless you? Yes, Satan can bless you. When you look at the world and the world system, who do you think is blessing 99.9% of the people? He is blessing everybody. If you're not walking his laws, statutes, and judgments, which he have rich people again. Now, talking about riches of the world. You will have the riches of the world. Abraham was rich. So you always had wealthy people among Israel, even when we consider what we consider wealth today. It's always been. And wealthy people who was inside of Israel, they was there for a reason. So it said, we will always have the poor with us. So the wealthy should have the mindset to take care of the poor. Because again, remember, Israel is a family, which became a nation. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. They will be for a sign and for a wonder to you and to your offspring forever. Because you didn't serve Yahweh, your mighty one, with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. By reason of the abundance of things, serve your enemies whom Yahweh sent against you in hunger and thirst and nakedness and lack of all things. He will put yoke on your neck until he have destroyed you. Yahweh will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as the eagles fly, a nation whose language who will not understand. You will not understand a nation of fierce facial expression that doesn't respect the elderly nor show favor to the young. People, get a group of people, and they will eat the fruit of your livestock and the fruit of your ground until you are destroyed. They also won't leave you the wine or oil, the increase of your livestock, or the young or your flock until they have caused you to perish. They will besiege you in all your gates until your high and fortified walls come down, which you trusted throughout all your land. They will besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land, which Yahweh, your mighty one, has given you. You will eat the fruit. You will eat the fruit of your own body, flesh of your sons, of your daughters, whom Yahweh, your Elohim, has given you, in the siege and in distress, which your enemies will distress you. The man who is tender among you and every delicate, and very delicate, his eye will be evil towards his brother, toward the wife whom he loves, and toward the remnant of the children whom he has remained. And again, this part right here, we just was talking, why are we so vicious to one another? Why are we vicious to one another? Vicious to one another. Go into the believers. They vicious to one another. Off-hearted and kind to the enemy. Vicious to one another. The man who was tender-hearted among you and very delicate, his eye will be evil towards his brother, towards his wife, whom he loves, and toward the remnant of his of his children whom he has remaining. Remove the heads. Listen to one another. So that he will not give to any of them of flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left to him in the siege and in the distress with which your enemy will distress you in all your gates. The tender-hearted, the tender and delicate woman among you who will not venture, set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness. Listen how I got to read it slow. I'm sorry, family, because I really want us to get this. And then look at this group of people. The tender-hearted and delicate woman among you who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye will be evil toward the husband that she loves, toward her son, toward her daughter, toward her young one who comes out from between her feet, and toward her children whom she bears, and in the distress with which your enemies will distress you in your gate. What? There was somebody asking, what's wrong with our sisters? This is wrong with our sisters. Ask the question, why are we like that? We are reading why we like that. I remember the question was running around the congregation, a little TikTok. I believe one of the out and the sisters, she was very eager to find out what's going on, why we like that. This is why we like that. Pray the Almighty One. Just as simple as that. That's why that woman, she don't even want to walk on the ground. He says she's tender, huh? She's so delicate. She's sweet. She's nice. Things get hard. Hardness come out of her. And until a vicious woman, children on her, has no respect for her husband. The same for the man. Hearted man, the loving man, the kind man. He gets vicious towards his own household. The heads have been moved away from Israel. And Hillel, Satan, the opponent, is having his way, manipulating the spirit in the minds of us. He's manipulating the minds, the emotions, and everything about us. Have not the spirit of Yah to control these things. Even those who have the spirit of Yah, he comes in and manipulates the spirit and the mind to one another. Come on now, Israel. This is to one another. We got to do better, to be real to us. The word of Yahweh has to become real to us, because it's real to me. And I see this group of people each and every day that we're talking about, believers and non-believers. And myself is included in that. I am not excluded. If you will not observe to do all the words of this Torah that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, your mighty one, we will make you your plagues fearful and the plagues of your offspring even great, plagues and of long duration and serve sickness and of long duration. Again, this group of people was the poster child for the COVID over there in Africa, but it didn't. We know it started in the land, but it started over there in Wuhan, China. From the poster child, the COVID, the poster child, who became the target of all the vaccines. They put most fear in. People ran out, lost all the trust that they supposed to have in the God. Lost all the trust. Took science, word, whatever it is. Give me that one, Jack. I'll take it. I'll take that. It didn't even get to the point where the majority of the jobs weren't even threatened. The fear in them so much that they ran out and got it. Those who were standing up that the jobs got threatened and even some lost their jobs standing on the word. Of this plague. We're worldwide. And this one people became the poster child of the plague. Became the poster child of the plague. I mean, they become the poster child of everything. HIV commercial. Who the, like, in the world, is it only black people that got HIV? How in the world we the poster child of this? Our numbers on everything. We ain't leading in all the numbers. I'm the poster child of everything. Again, this group of people. You will make your plagues fearful. Then Yahweh will make your plagues fearful and the plagues of your offspring, even great plagues of long duration and serve sickness and of long duration. He will bring on you again all the diseases of Egypt which you were afraid of, and they will cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this Torah, Yahweh will bring them on you until you are destroyed. You will be left few in number, even though you were as the stars of the sky for multitude, because you didn't listen to Yahweh, your Elohim, voice. It happened that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to cause you to perish and to destroy you. You will be plucked from the land that you are going in to possess. Yahweh will scatter you among all the peoples from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. There you will serve other mighty ones which you have not known, you nor your fathers, even wood and stone. Among these nations, you will find no ease. Again, among these nations, you will find no ease. And there will be no rest for the sole of your foot. But Yahweh will give you there a trembling heart, failing of eyes, of soul. Your life will hang in doubt before you. You will be afraid at night and day, and will have no assurance of your life. In the morning, you will say, I wish it were evening. And at evening, I wish it were morning. For the fear of your heart will fear, and the fear, excuse me, and for the sight which your eyes will see, will bring you in Egypt again with ships, by the way of which I told to you that you would never see it again. There you will sell yourselves to your enemies for male and female slaves. Nobody will buy you. Nobody. You know, I hear a lot of the naysayers bring this up, and they talk about that last part, and nobody will buy you. And they like, see that? That don't point to this group of people because ain't nobody will buy you. And you sit back, and it's a lot of times you just got to shut your mind up and keep your mouth closed. Because if you listen to anybody, when they start talking about the word of Yahweh, they will drive you mad. They will irk you so bad. You will get so angry because they don't know. They don't know. I can imagine Yahushua was going through when he was among Israel. And if you ever been around somebody who just think they know, can you imagine the patience that he had to go through? I mean, Israel with their arrogance and all their buffoonery, and here it is, you're going to try to match with the one who wrote it, the one who gave you the spirit to understand it. Match wits with them. He went through with the arrogance and buffoonery of Israel. Right? Because we are hard-headed. But when you think about this, nobody will buy you. Somebody did buy us. Back. Yahushua HaMashiach. When he laid down, the scripture says, and you were brought with a price. You have no understanding. So leave that mind alone. Talking and they don't have no understanding. And if you're trying to lay them and teach them, they don't want to learn. But if they're coming just to try to knock what you believe, you leave that alone. Because it'll drive you crazy. And no matter what you say to them, they're not going to listen. They're not going to listen at all. We were born with a price. Somebody laid their life down and gave their blood for us. For Israel. But for the whole world. All right, family, we're going to go back up and we're going to read the blessings. And this individually, as a nation, this won't happen until Yahushua come back. But individually, we can accomplish these things. Individually, we can have the blessings of the Torah, right? And avoid some of the curses. Just because we live in this world system and we are part of this nation, we're going to be in the curses. But that don't mean the curses is hitting us. Yahweh will shield us from that. That shield, that head will come back up and Hillel will have no right. But for those who are not listening, the four of the curses is on them. Starting everyone, family, going down to 14. It shall happen. You shall listen diligently to Yahweh, your mighty one's voice, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command you today, that Yahweh, your mighty one, will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come on you, upon you, overtake you. Listen to Yahweh's Elohim's voice. That's right. You shall be blessed in the city, and you shall be blessed in the field. You shall be blessed in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your animals, the increase of your livestock, the young of your flock. Your basket and your kneading bowl will be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. Yahweh will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be struck before you. They will come and against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Amen. Yahweh will command the blessings on you and your bond, all that you put your hand to do. He will bless you in the land which Yahweh, your mighty one, gives you. Yahweh will establish you for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you. If you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh, your mighty one, walk in his ways, all the peoples of the earth shall see that called by Yahweh's name, and they will be afraid of you. Yahweh will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give to you. Yahweh will open to you his good treasure in the sky to give the rain of your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, and you will not borrow. Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only, and you will not be beneath, if you listen to the commandments of Yahweh, your mighty one, which I command you today, to observe and to do. And you shall not turn away from any of the words which I command you today, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other mighty ones, to serve them. Amen. We got two more places we want to go, family, before we close this out. And that is in Yeshayahu. Again, we're talking about curses to blessing. I mean, to testimony. Amen. We're going to Yeshayahu 44, 40, starting at, we're going to read the whole 43 for those who take notes. And that is Isaiah 40, 43 and Isaiah 44. We're going to go over to 1 through 5. But now, Yahweh, created you, who formed you. Israel says, don't be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and flame will not scorch you. For I am Yahweh, your mighty one, the Holy One of Yisrael, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you have been precious and honored me, honored in my sight, and I will love you. Therefore, I will give people in your place and nations instead of your life. Don't be afraid, for I will bring you, bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the east, the west. I will tell the north, give them up. Tell the south, don't hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Amen. As he put the curses on us, he also said that he will bring us back. And he just talked about the four corners of the earth where we were scattered from. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed, yes, whom I have made. Bring out the blind people who have eyes. All the nations be gathered together. Let the peoples be assembled. Whom among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring their witnesses. They may be justified, or let their ear hear and say that is true. All my witnesses, says Yahweh, with my servant have chosen. They know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no Elohim formed, neither will there be after me. But I'm going to try to do it. But it's so much in that. I myself, Yahweh, beside me, there is no Savior. I have declared, I have saved, and I have shown. No strange Elohim among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says Yahweh, and I am Elohim. Yes, since the day was, amen, amen. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I will work. This right here, I got to stop here, though, friend. This is what our angry cousins don't understand. If you believe Yahweh is almighty and all-powerful, he's going to do everything. Then listen to his word. Just listen to his word. But he do nothing to Israel. Yahweh's permission. Should not be about hate the white man. We're going to be able to do this, that, and the other to any other nation. Should be repent, Israel, for back to your mighty one. Repent. Turn from your ways. You should not be teaching Israel about whoever out there. Nobody out there can do nothing to Israel. See, that shows me that you have a disbelief in the word. Standing is true. Yahweh came, heaven on this planet, earth without his understanding or knowledge. see. What do you say to us, though? Listen to what he said. Well, I started 13. Yes, since the day I am he, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I will work and end it. Hey, listen to that. I will work. Who gonna stop me? That's like the bully. Who gonna stop the bully? Biggest and the baddest, right? And this is what he's saying to us, Israel. Yahweh, your Redeemer, he one of Israel says, for your sake to Babylon, and I will bring all them down, fugitives, even the Chaldeans, in the ship of their rejoicing. I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Yahweh, who makes all ways in the sea and the mighty water, said, who brings out the chariot and horse, army, and the mighty men. They lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched like a wick. Mount Pervo and his chariot. Don't remember the former things, and don't consider the things of old. I will do new things. I will do a new thing. Out now. Don't you know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The animals of the field shall honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Give drink to my people, my chosen. Amen. The people which I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Yet, not called on me, but you have been weary of me. Not brought me your sheep for burnt offering, neither have you honored me with your sacrifices. I have not yet burdened you with offering, nor worried you with frankincense. You have brought me no sweet cane with money, nor have you filled me with the fat of your sacrifices, but you have burdened me with your sin. You have worried me with your iniquity. Listen, Israel. Listen, Sam. Like a broken-hearted father. Hearted husband, that's what he is. But he said these things that we have not done for him. Out your transgression for my own sake, and I will not remember your sin. Hey, see, because I have to go against, I can't really go against my word. I got to blot out y'all trans. Y'all doing so much, I got to blot them out. My word says y'all must die. Y'all, the whole community should be dead and gone by now. Promise to Father Abraham. Listen to this real quick, family. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare your case may be justified. How many people seeing and hearing this? I mean, not just seeing and hearing it. He said those who had ears, right? We just read something like that. How many people are seeing and hearing this, hearing the Most High? Remember, go back. Did for you. Back. Proving myself to you already. Remembrance. Be together. Now, always been just to you? Israel? Always been merciful to you, Israel? Did I always answer your prayers? Did I not always show you how much I love you? Put me in remembrance. Think we will slide off the path with the quickness. Put me in remembrance. Huh? Claire, your case. Come and plead with me. Bring me a case. I sit down and talk. Show me why you did what you did. Why you did what you did. What brought you to that? Justify. Forgiveness. Let's talk. And I'll be able to show you why you did these things. I'll be able to show you what drove you, what manipulated you, what took control of you. I'll be able to do all that for you. Right? Your first father's sin and your your teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I will profane the princes of the sanctuary, and I will make Jacob a curse and Israel an insult. Going over the 44 family. Yet listen now, Jacob, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. This is what Yahweh who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you say, don't be afraid, Jacob, my servant, and you, your Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on him who is thirsty and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessings on your offspring. And they will sing among the grass as willows by the watercourse. One will say, I am Yahweh, and another will be called by the name of Jacob. Another will write with his hand to Yahweh in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 And we're not finished, though, family. We ready to listen to a song. We ready to listen to a song, and after a song, after these testimonies, I'll be able to say the benediction. Matter of fact, I'm going to say the benediction in a prayer, and then the song will come on. But stay tuned, because there's some testimony on this song. Listen to the testimony. It's called What the Torah Have Done For Me. I wish we had time. I would have put it, Yahweh would have put it in my spirit that we would have been able to get together as the house of Yahweh, Def Yahweh, and we could have had our own testimony on it. But sometimes it's good to hear other people praising and giving honor to your Most High, right? Sometimes, it ain't sometimes, all the time. Because we all want to hear everyone in the world give honor and praise to Almighty, right? Because everything we read tonight is real. Everything we read, the majority of it came true. He is the only one. There's no other beside him. There's no other. Let me read the benediction real quick, family, and we'll be able to listen to this song. So you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham, blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitate the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to the own. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 For Yah, for the journey you have taken us on. Thank you, Abba Yah. Abba Yah, I pray that whatever ground that it hit, if it be hard, if it be hurt fertile, that you allow your seed, what seed was planted, that you allow them to grow. You allow them to take root, Father, that you water, you plant, you water, and give the increase, Father. Father Yah, thank you once again for allowing me to be your puppet, Father, to be your spokesperson, Father, to speak through me, Father. I pray that I was an obedient son, Father, and forgive me for my sins when I go to the left and to the right, Father. I pray for all your trials, Father, for the household, the Beth Yahweh, Father, that you forgive us all for our sins, Father, when we go to the left and to the right, Father. Father, I pray for the Morays that's coming up tomorrow, Father. Father, that you're well, Father, that you keep a loud fall from him, Father, that his spirit receives your spirit, Father, that you feed him, Father. Father, Yaakiel, Father, Rabbi, Father, that you continue to feed him, Father. Keep Halal far from him, Father. Keep the opponent, Father, from and all Israel who want to sit and receive your word, Father, as the Morays bring your word, Father, that you keep their households in shalom, Father, each and every household. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Yabbat shalom, Yisrael.
Blessed to see our people waking up. We blessed to see our people with no friends. We blessed to see our people standing up. We blessed to see us asking for repentance. I'm blessed to have my brother in his crew. Remember we went to North Carolina on that mission. We blessed to have them brothers on the corner. Waking the people up, they be fishing. We blessed to see our sisters wrapping up. And she ain't got no problem with submission. Truth that made some real men change they life.
Real men.
They was praying in the Hebrew tongue and penitentiary. We blessed to see our people keep it savage. We blessed to see us taking back our history. We blessed we learning back our real language. Look, we in Babylon, it ain't no mystery. It's truth to help her with herself a stain. It's truth to help her realize she a queen. The truth don't turn the boy to a man. The truth don't turn the man to a king. The truth don't turn him right about the street. And he read them scriptures to the fiends. They try to tell us we was not. But to the Father Zion everything. The truth done made us stop at fornication. The truth done made us learn how to be patient. The best we know just what we need now. The truth done made us put the weed down. The truth done made us show love to our people. The truth done made us realize we ain't equal. The truth was in the Bible, we ain't losing. Truth got us to stop listening to worldly music. I'm blessed, I'm in the truth, I'm happy here. The truth got us loving, I'm happy here. Foster home made them feel nobody loving. The truth made them feel like the Father hugging. The truth helped us understand the things that we've been through. To help out people with their mental. The truth help us forgive somebody that you thought that you'll never forgive, or live a life you thought you never would live. The truth help us cut off some people we ain't need. The truth help us to stop chasing material things. The truth got them off some drugs, now ain't clean. We blessed we get to see this prophecy. The truth will make you really love yourself. The truth will make you care about your health. The truth will make you watch who you hang with. The truth that made them stop the gang banging. The truth that help us understand and set up our life. Call herself a lady, man, she used to be a dyke. The truth that help us realize we was all living a lie. That we understand our purpose, why we was giving this life. The truth that help us understand how to love the Father. He used to be a deadbeat, the truth made him a father. The truth that made us really, really, really find peace. Pull up at wisdom understanding, yeah, that's where you find me.
Shalom, King. Hey, love you, bro. Real. All praise to the Most High. It's your Octa Rock, man. Hey, look. So many ways this truth changed my life, but one of the major ways was how I viewed my people. At one point, I despised my people. The community that I bought in, we was born to hate our people. Like, we was raised to hate our own. But now that I know who we are, and I know we such royalty, you know, we don't deserve the grace and the mercy that we get. All praise to the Most High. You know, Bahama Shayach laid a path for us to walk upright. gave us such a beautiful blueprint. We got to continue to walk in this path. It changed how I view my people. Now I love my people. I want to see my people rise. You know what I mean? At one point, I was hoping for my people's demise. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to see my people rise. But I used to desire to see my people's demise. You know what I mean? Hey, don't steal that bar. Hey, put that in the song, though. Hey, love you. Peace.
Hey, yo, what's good, kinfolk? Check this out. It's your Aki and Yaga, and I'm gonna share with y'all what this truth has done for me over the past 8 or 9 years. I've been in it for a good minute, so I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, I've seen the ugly, I've seen the pretty. You know, what this truth has done for me, it's been a blessing on so many different levels. You feel what I'm saying? The truth exposed all that wicked, you know, unlawful, evil that I was dealing with when I was in the world. It exposed all that, and it made me, you know, sit back and analyze myself, analyze my situation, and, you know, it opened my eyes to everything, and, you know, it caused me to go on this journey, start my spiritual journey, and I was introduced to the truth in 2012, you feel me, and I BS you not, that Bible. When I tell you, the book for me is just a guide to transformation, and that's exactly what I did.
Growing up, misunderstood at the age of 12, already been stripped of my womanhood, secretly knowing I was special. How could I be when I was in church like a woman should be? Mother to be never was a mother to me. Granny raised the intellectual, but the books never helped me spiritually. And that, it only made me high-minded, blinded to the fact, thinking I had it all because my butt was fat and brains was never something I lacked. Set back and got straight A's, got high just to maintain, despite what was going on in my two family flat. Mother on crack, granddad on the worst of the worst, and real new emotions could burst because of so much pain. So getting to know my maker was everything. Only 18 and I was awakened to the truth, and still didn't see him alone like I had no clue we were the chosen. Found out I'm a Jew and all my friends start folding. Growth and maturity still rolling. Proverbs 31 is what I'm walking like. Praying like every day and night, hoping to be pleasing in my maker's sight. Because this fight, at the end, is gonna be alright.
Man, the Most High, man, he's awesome. Took me out the streets, took me off the dippers, off the pills, all of that. Gave me some discipline, some structure, some direction. I was in Christianity, I guess praising a white Jesus, and I was still selling crack. I was still running, but when he blessed me with the truth, man, I knew it was the truth, and it scared me to the core, and I put everything down.
I want to speak on what the truth did for me in my life. The truth saved my life. The Most High saved my life. And the truth came in at the right time because I was heading down the wrong direction. I could have died, went to prison. It was crazy because it's like, at the moment where I was really about to lose everything, the truth came in and saved my life. You know what I'm saying? And not losing everything as far as, like, material gain, but I'm saying actually lose my life, like, lose myself, you know what I'm saying? And the Most High, he actually came through and showed me a different way, and he gave me the strength to move through all the darkness, because I was still, you know, I was still double-minded, double-hearted, going to and fro, whatever the devil told me, but the Most High helped me overcome many obstacles. So the truth, it really saved my soul. It really made me a better man. It shaped who I am today. Shalom.
Being a Christian my whole life, I've always been spiritual. I've always searched for a deeper meaning behind words, behind what people would say. And growing up in the church, I actually saw so much of hypocrisy.
prophecy that I was like, no, this isn't it. It took years for me to finally leave the church, especially having to get out of my mother's house. So when I finally did, I kept looking because I was still empty. I was still lost. I was still searching for something that I knew that I was missing. And coming into the truth, it made me more accountable. It made me actually live what the scriptures were telling me to live instead of just speaking it. I may be the only light that people see. So what is my life modeling behind that they can say, oh, there is a God. I want to follow hers.
I felt the smoke and I stopped the drinking. I stopped the selling the drugs. And I only wake up to 12 tribes of Israel. Law, statutes, commandments, I live that now. Some people study the Bible, but I live it.
Thank you for having me.
So Tommy, you say you are, quote, no longer into homosexuality. What made you change your mind?
Reading the good books, the Bible, and stuff like that, I noticed that it had spoke that we should follow the laws and the commandments. And I know that, you know, the Bible states against it. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just tired of the wickedness of the world. I'm just tired of all the lies.
So now, I understand that you were reading the Bible and that you are now identifying as a Hebrew Israelite. Is that true?
Exactly. Following the laws and the commandments. And that's for, directly, the chosen Hebrew Israelites, the 12 lost sheep, the 12 tribes of lost sheep. It's just, it's just certain things in this world that true Israel just cannot do. And I understand that. I have a position.
Shalom, Mark. Coming into this truth, receiving some of the knowledge, gaining some of the wisdom of the Most High. I ask for it, honestly. Before the Ruach guided me, I remember praying and asking the Most High for His truth. All this name to you, man. As I made haste, He allowed the Ruach to reveal to me the truth of the Bible. Man, I can't believe it, the Israelites, brother.
Basically being more loving and patient and having understanding and how to deal with people, man. For me. And another thing it did was also let me know who our people was in truth and how to appreciate our people more and knowing that we was more than just slaves and, you know, them we shall overcome people.
This truth, it showed me a lot about myself that I didn't know. Like, I didn't realize how materialistic I was until it came to me trying to better my spirit. Because as far as the material things, I could get anything that I wanted. But even though I had everything I wanted, I still felt down. I still felt like bad, sad. And then I remember at my lowest point where I felt like giving up, I was just on YouTube, came across the brothers as a Francis, and they were telling me that Deuteronomy 28, the Negroes are Israelites. And I let that sit with me for like probably like a week or two. And next thing I know, at my lowest point, I was the happiest I could be. And so this truth really is a life changer. And it's a life changer because it teaches you how to put the Most High first above all things.
The truth, gave me so much strength in the season that I really need. Like a night alone by myself. Reading Deuteronomy 28 on a rainy night, not even really understanding what the scripture was saying, but I knew I needed like guidance and strength. Went through that word, my aunt, he actually sent me the scripture, and I was reading, and he got in a deep sleep. I got back up and continue to read, you know, I ain't do nothing else. I was like, I gotta get this word. I gotta read, you know, So it was basically calling out to the Most High, because I already needed him at that moment. And had nobody around me, you know, everybody distant, where I started to get the understanding that this is what I need to be doing, this is what the Most High said to do in the first place in scripture. You know, like leaving my job, start keeping the Shabbat.
My name is Yeshaya, Brother Yeshaya, also known as Brother Isaiah, man. I'm just reaching out because I seen your message on Instagram, man. And I got to be honest, man. Y'all's truth has renewed my mind, my spirit, my thinking, everything, man. And I just give all glory to the Most High and His begotten Son, Yahweh Shai, also known as Yeshua HaMashiach. You know, it's just a lot, man, that's going on in this world, man. I've been in this truth for about 5 years, and really, all I can say is just thank you. You know, keeping all the holy days has humbled me. You know, showing me why it's important to keep them, and just overall keeping His commandments and His truth, His laws, His statutes.
What has His truth did for me? It has been my blueprint. It's been my direction and my motivation. I have learned the true meaning of long suffering. But I view the world so differently now. I feel sorrow and pain for my people. But I feel joy because I was chosen. I mean, the Most High woke me up. Me. Why me? Because I'm the Alpha of His eye. I have always wanted to be a light. And I've never truly known how to do that. Well, the Most High left me something to follow. And it's the law. That's how I can be the light. Gotta follow His law. I have so much strength, and my faith supersedes my imagination. My loyalty that I have for the Most High outweighs the love that I have for my own mother. Now that's heavy, because I'd die for her.
Even Yahweh Shai came from the ghetto too, you get me? So it just goes to show the impact that we can have. No matter where we are, we could be poor, we could be rich, but the Most High controls all that stuff, you feel me? And it's just seeing Israel wake up and still be here, especially after all the stuff that we've been going through and still going through, that's how you know we the salt of the earth, huh? Trust me, we the salt of the earth, the strongest people on this bit, you know what I'm saying? And love you too, bro. Keep pushing with this truth, bro. We almost out of this captivity, bro.
It came a point in time in my life where I was going through a lot. And the shadow of death was over my life. And I was broken. I was afraid. And the Most High, He revived me. He gave me a sense of protection and truth. And He gave me a guide on how to treat myself and how to treat others. This truth gave me liberation.
What this truth did for me is I was living a total different lifestyle. He completely changed my life and made me a wife and a mother. I was living a total different lifestyle, and this truth was able to transform me on the inside as well as manifest on the outside. So not only did it change me in that sense, it saved my soul and my life and gave me new direction and purpose. And it brought me home. these are prayers that I've had since 13, wanting to be where the two witnesses are, and wanting to be during the end times where I'm supposed to be, and to be here in this hour, this day, I know it was only the Most High, so His truth.
No.